Undersecretary for Management Patrick Kennedy joins us now to discuss states' rules about what employees can and cannot do overseas and what happens when those rules are broken. Mr. Kennedy, great to have you on.
My pleasure, sir.
So it sounds like state has the most experience in this because you operate in the most places.
That's right. The State Department operates in about 165 countries with over 275 posts around the world. So we are on the front lines of American national security abroad.
So tell us what the basic rules are that apply everywhere in the world that maybe the Secret Service or anybody could benefit from.
Well, the State Department for a long time has had what we call the Foreign Affairs Manual, which is the set of policy documents that are based upon the Code of Federal Regulations, the State Department Basics Act, the Foreign Service Act, and a wide range of other statutes. And part of our program is because State Department employees represent the United States abroad 24 hours a day, and they're seen, and we do. We advocate and represent for U.S. ideals and values, and so we are very clear that no one should be involved in what we term notoriously disgraceful conduct. Sex trafficking is something that is just abhorrent to American values, and so our personnel, employees and chief of mission personnel, irrespective of their agency, are banned from this type of activity.
And it seems that even things such as adultery, which we should say certainly with the Ten Commandments seems wrong, but perhaps not something that traditionally somebody could be fired for at the State Department, that's an offense that people can be penalized for. Is that right?
It can. And the basic background of that is that our employees, because they have high-level security clearances, we are very, very concerned about people potentially being blackmailed. And we don't believe that anyone should put themselves in any kind of a compromising position in regards to their conduct abroad. And certainly engaging in adultery is something that can potentially compromise you, subject you to blackmail, and then potentially endanger the national security.
Has that ever happened?
There have been cases where we have had problems with people's personal conduct overseas, yes. And when they do arise, they do not arise often, but when they do arise, we do take rigorous and appropriate action.
Patrick Kennedy is the Undersecretary for Management at the State Department. So that implies that things that might be legal in other countries, but not here, like prostitution, in Colombia, would still be prohibited for state employees because it's the U.S. mores that really apply and not the local ones.
Absolutely. We are representing the United States abroad 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and we want to make sure that the conduct of our personnel represents U.S. values and U.S. ideals. And when you get into the subject of prostitution, most often that is tied to sex trafficking, which is certainly a conduct that an activity that is not anything the U.S. should support.
A lot of Congress people have been hearing quoted in the media saying that prostitution is a no-no, and that seems like a common sense assumption. Why does it have to be written down? Well, explain to us, why do those things, do you think, have to be written down in your manual, things that might seem obvious?
Well, it is the government, the United States government is represents a nation of laws and rules, it is not appropriate in my mind to hold people responsible for activities when you have not laid them out clearly. Obviously, there are certain things that are common sense, just as you suggest. But since we are a nation of laws and rules, we write down meets and bounds of conduct, and by doing that, I think we make it very much easier for us to be able to enforce those rules of conduct should someone violate them.
Yeah, that's like that old comedy routine. Nobody told me that I couldn't da-da-da, so I did, and can't have that happening, I guess. So tell us how the State Department is working with Secret Service in the current instance.
Well, I mean, this, I think the Secret Service and Director Mark Sullivan have really stepped forward on this matter, and they're conducting their own activities. What we're simply offering is, since our regional security officers and our political officers are present in every embassy around the world where the Secret Service might be going as part of their mission, we are making ourselves available to them to conduct briefings on individual situations in the country that they're traveling to.
And let me ask you about the reverse situation, such as a moire that might be acceptable in the United States but prohibited in another country. For example, say moderate alcohol consumption, where in, say, a place like Saudi Arabia, its alcohol is banned.
Well, obviously, we follow in our public activities the rules of the host nation. Just as we expect diplomats in the United States to follow our laws when they're engaged in public activities, our personnel in Saudi Arabia would never drink in public.